to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
You give me that funny feeling in my tummy.
I take a whiskey drink, I take a chocolate drink, and when I have to pee, I use the kitchen sink.
Yeah, the hunters have been sold, but they cannot be killed in peace. This darkness.
Not the most prestigious verbal abusers on the planet.
Yeah, I forgot better say something.
Epic The Oatcast, Self-Appointed Long Island Booze Committee, Episode 8. This is going to be Vodka Smackdown 4, Dutch Vodka Drawdown. What happened here is we actually had my boy Andrew Cannon from the National Guard coming down to visit us all the way from Dutchess County, and he remarked that he would like to try the Kettle One, which is from Holland, a.k.a. the Netherlands, where they speak Dutch, and the people there are Dutch, and, yeah. So, Netherlands, Holland, whatever. So we just gathered up all the vodkas we could find that was from Netherlands, a.k.a. Holland, and, got to work with some other, with Bad Wolf and friends of his. So anyway, I hope you enjoy. Also, stick around after the end. We're going to go ahead and play some outtakes that, you know, weren't really necessary for the podcast, but I decided to go ahead and throw them in at the end because entertainment value and also just because they were there. Thanks so much for downloading, and thanks for continued support, and if you have any requests, we'll go ahead and take care of that at the end. Thank you.
It's a little too wiggly.
Did you get started before the stuff gets too warm?
Okay.
Because the whole idea was to keep it, like, chilled.
Okay.
Alright, so, anyway, we're going to go ahead and start the official recording now.
I'll tell you about it later.
This is the self-appointed Long Island Booze Committee.
Trey
Diacola for night.
Did I run over your foot a minute ago?
No, I wouldn't let you know if you ran over my foot.
I kind of want to run over your foot now.
Don't do it. Hey, guy that's in a wheelchair who's not crippled at all, don't do that, please.
What about the guy who is crippled if I get in the wheelchair?
Exactly. Right? Actually, yeah. Switch spots.
I don't fucking think so. So anyway, this is your,
did I not tell you that's the best seat in the house?
You're correct. You're correct.
For the self-appointed Long Island Booze Committee, we're coming at it from our fourth test facility in Nassau County, which is located in what town now?
We are in Uniondale.
Uniondale, yeah.
Almost outside of...
Amazing.
Literally outside of Hofstra.
In Hempstead.
In Hempstead.
All right.
That's what my friend says. Hempstead.
And what we're doing today is we're going to go ahead and do some vodka taste testing, right. Predominantly of Holland-based vodkas. The reason why we're doing this is because our guest from the faraway land of Dutchess County, New York, Andrew Cannon had never had Kettle One before and said he really wanted to try it. So we're going to go ahead and get started with this. However, we have Georgie down there, right?
We do.
Where's Georgie from? Does it say?
Georgie? I'm pretty sure it's from Jersey.
Jersey?
Not.
How could we go wrong?
No, it's actually from Syosset.
So I also
it's a local New York.
It's a local. That's horrifying. That's from Syosset.
This is Long Island.
This is a Long Island local.
No, you would be too far into it.
No, maybe that's just where it's bottled. Wait, bottled in the USA.
Bottled where?
I don't think it's going to tell us exactly where.
It should. I think it's like an FTC regulation.
It was bottled in Syosset.
Oh my God,
that's all.
It was bottled. You can smoke in here.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just. Is totally these beer bottles are empty?
No, it says made in USA. So
made
it's not
in the USA.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, here's what we're gonna do. Georgie's kind of sounds Russianish, and today is Yuri Day or Yuri Night, actually, in celebration of the first man being launched into outer fucking space on April 12th back in the 60s.
As North Korea crashes a rocket.
Yeah. That's so scary.
North Korea couldn't even freaking get a rocket into space. They sent it into a subaquatic orbit, their rocket.
Oh, wait. Is it the 12th? Yeah, it is. It's also my sister's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. That Dallas commentator was our old friend Bad Wolf, you might remember from the Gin Taste of not too long ago. And we got a couple of new guest judges. We want to introduce yourselves. You don't have to use your real names. You go by Nam Daguerre if you don't want it published on the internet, even drinking vodka heavily.
I'm Needy Needster.
Needy Needster.
All right.
Are you serious?
Nadine Nayster, is that your real name?
Or
is that going to be your... Okay.
Oh, she'll stick with it.
And for your real name is a drinking name.
And for you?
No, that is a real name. I'm Vin.
Vin. Just Vin, is that what we're going to go with for the purposes of this test? Okay, fine. That's absolutely all right. So we're going to get our Russian name-sounding vodka that hasn't been chilled at all. That's like $5 a quart. We're going to start off with that. Gentlemen and ladies, select your glasses. I'm taking this one.
I'm taking a very small one, I think.
You took my small one.
Yeah, that was yours, wasn't it?
Hey, yeah. Physical glasses.
It wasn't mine. It was very small.
I guess this is going to be yours then.
This is for a blade candle.
That's how it works out, and that's fine with me.
We're not going to fill it up.
But choose wisely.
No, I am going to, and fill it up accordingly.
Why are we hitting this up again?
This is a little bit. And in honor of Yuri Knight, and that kind of sounds Russian, and that's why I'm justifying it. You got some in all the glasses?
Yeah.
I got some.
Oh,
hey,
right.
Bab, you got some in yours?
I'll be there in a sec.
Okay. So, for those of us that haven't listened, maybe some new fans of the show, we do vodka taste testing. We try to chill the vodkas overnight in the freezer because for high-end vodkas especially, you may not be able to notice a difference in quality at room temperature because the coldness tends to concentrate the impurities of any vodka and on any flavor and be able to discern them more easily. Now, if only we could get the other guy in here, that would be cool.
Peeing in the sink.
You might be
really?
Might be peeing in the sink.
The hell? I'd be surprised.
Not cool, man. Not cool.
And can this just at least ask if there's a bathroom?
Just on the floor.
Well, you know, human urine.
I like the science experiment in the sink, though. That's interesting.
Human urine is
What is it?
Just mold, or
yeah.
It's mold, bacteria, various things in a thing of bean dip in the sink.
You're not talking
amateurs.
About the compost
if you
pile?
Even saw no, what's going on at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that.
I've seen it. This is nothing.
It's
an
art experiment.
This is very wonderful.
I just moved in last night and I've been.
And you haven't cleaned the place?
I am going to clean the place. Don't you worry about me.
Why do you think I keep a wolf?
All right, so salute. Hey,
fuck your woman.
Whoa, hey,
fuck your woman. Okay.
She just gave you a direction.
That was the other reason.
There you go. So for this is the Georgie vodka for what we do.
All
right, we're gonna go ahead and have a whiff and say what we think of the nose, and then we're gonna have a taste and say what we think of the taste.
It has no smell.
Forget, what are you supposed to say in Russian?
My nose antiseptic.
Who gives a shit? I don't know. You're the Russian. You tell me. Don't look it up, man. It's not that important.
Everyone's drank except for me and Eric, and I'm looking at you guys,
And I kind of feel like it's appropriate, you know, vodka Russian. It's kind of like you're waiting online at a firing squad and everyone else has gotten hit already.
Yeah,
it's that bad.
The what I'm smelling right now
is
raw grain alcohol. Like
it reminds me of being in the hospital.
It's really not that bad.
Reminds me of being in the hospital.
Yeah, it's
like pure alcohol. Antiseptic. Nothing special about it. Little to no flavor. Just straight up alcohol. It reminds me of being in the hospital.
Are you sure that's not rubbing alcohol?
Yeah, I think
see, exactly.
It may well be rubbing alcohol.
I started the Georgie's Lover Club.
Dude, do you know what it tastes like? You know what it tastes like? In Chinatown, there's certain places that'll sell you rice wine that's like freaking gotten to the point where it's like 90 proof.
Nice.
But yeah, like brandy.
Double rice. Springs.
I swear to God.
I use that for certain organic extractions.
It said it was there to be drank, and it was so freaking
I drank
cheap
it.
Too.
No, it,
where was it?
It was somewhere in Chinatown, Hester Street somewhere.
You can get Devil Springs in a lot of places around here too, and it's about.
It wasn't
you
Devil
can't
Springs.
Sell Everclear.
Dude,
full
like,
Everclear
this was like a fifth for like $8 or $9, and the label on it. It looked like someone had like printed it out on a black and white Xerox machine and just stapled it to like a generic bottle of Elmer's glue.
Amazing.
Well, I just had a couple of tastes of it.
I did, and I drank half of it, and it was like a like some sort of I don't know. None of the people who I was there with at the time, it was like this like random road trip to the city. None of them have willingly spent time with me since then. I don't remember doing anything.
Because you drink half of it.
I don't remember doing anything inappropriate, but the fact is I was in a car with three people, and none of them have willingly spent time with me since then.
Even speak to you again.
That was like, it was in like 07.
That's
too.
Impressive. That's an,
I don't
that's
remember what I did.
This is basically exactly what we were talking about. Like, it just tastes like regular alcohol. Like, I was expecting it to be, like, really incredibly harsh, and it is pretty harsh, but because of how cheap it is, it might actually be a good value, because this is, like, the cheapest vodka you could find. This is what they...
I'm poor. I do drink Georgie.
This is Frost.
And I could live
Frost? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, Frost, if you're drinking it straight, you know you're drinking Georgie. However, in a mixed drink, it gets less and less, you know.
Like, I would not characterize that, especially for the price, as being god-awful, you know? Like
$8.50 a bottle?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right, so we're going to move on to the theme of our Holland-based vodkas, vodkas all from Holland. We're going to start with one that the Booze Committee has tested before. It's kind of middle of the road as far as quality goes. This is Trump Vodka. This can be had, I saw at the liquor store a few days ago, for about $20 for a fifth or a quarter, one of the two. So I'm going to go ahead and bust this out. This one has been in the
freezer. Dude, you only gave like half the story. It used to be full. Are you waiting? Am I just completely fucking up your narrative? You also said that it was originally for sale for $40.
Yeah, it was originally for sale for
$40.
And
they bought it down to $20. It was awful. And you wanted to talk about that after we had all drank, and I just completely fucked it up for you.
Well, the marketing, because Trump likes to have his name associated with like premium brands, he thought he found like a competent distiller. And I'm not going to say he didn't, but...
That's what he said yesterday, that he totally didn't.
No, this is horrible. It's not horrible in the sense that...
That was your word. Your word.
It performed horribly and underperformed its expectations, especially for the original price.
Can you do this one?
All right. So everybody's good? Everybody's got a splash at least?
Now I'm a little worried about what I'm about to drink.
All right, no, it's not. It just isn't a $40 vodka. At least it should not be, and I'm glad they brought the price down. It's been a couple of years.
I can tell from the smell.
Yeah, this is, even chilled, it smells a little less potent as far as the alcohol smell goes than the Georgie one.
Don't get some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Don't touch the stuff. I'm not drinking it straight. Other people can taste the poison. I'll drink the other stuff straight, but not this.
Okay.
Not this.
Well, that's fine then.
Well, it's definitely smoother.
Yeah.
What percentage is that?
They're all 80 proof. The Georgie was 80 proof. This is 80 proof. The other ones, I'm sure, are 80 proof. And we've got a couple of other that are interesting here. It's definitely smoother than the Georgie, you know?
Definitely smoother.
And I think the taste is more pleasant by far, you know? However, the Georgie was not chilled like these ones are.
That's true.
So, I think the taste has like more of a sweet taste to it, and Georgie's kind of sour and a little bitter. But, you know, like what I'm actually, the standard I'm going for is like alcoholic water, because vodka is actually derived from the Russian word for water. And that's, so that's the concept. It's just a neutral spirit, you know? So the less flavor it has either direction, I think that's a better indicator of like how good the vodka is. What do y'all think?
I could definitely understand why that would have a Trump label on
all
it.
All of that Russian vodka.
Another thing, are these all grain vodkas?
All of them are grain vodkas, yes. That I can tell. The Georgie I don't know about. See, let's see what it says.
Georgie's grain.
Georgie's four times distilled, okay, which...
It just has a word. It is
from grain.
It doesn't really say
I'm pretty sure.
But, yeah, it says distilled from grain on it.
Yeah.
So, see, the Trump... I actually bought a bunch of these because they're like, buy one, get one free. They were trying to get people to buy them, and I never bought them again.
I bet it's the same thing eight times.
Yeah, this is European wheat.
Oh, okay.
European wheat.
Fancy.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say compared to my other experiences with, distilled grain vodka, this certainly isn't my favorite. It is better than the Georgie, though, in my opinion. In my humble opinion.
Well, I'm glad that we started off with the
Georgie. Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure anything that we taste like would be better than the Georgie. But I suppose so.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
The rest of these, I don't even remember how much they cost when I bought them because it's been so long.
It still has a noticeable,
different kinds
it still
of
has
stuff,
a
you know?
Noticeable alcohol
yeah.
taste to it, though. I mean,
definitely. Like, it's not. It's a lot smoother than the Georgie
like
was.
The
right. So I think for the next one we're going to go with, what do you think?
It's not coffee?
No, it's close.
The Trump, I will also say, like, this is one of the first ones I tried where I had, like, a fairly fancy-looking bottle. And
yeah, it looks like you should put perfume in there or something.
Yeah, and the product just didn't
kind of
live up.
What it was meant to be.
Yeah.
It probably was.
He's just a narcissistic fuck who needs to have his...
name on something. Yeah. How did you wind up with a state park app named after him?
He
has lots of money. He can get anything he wants.
Yeah, but like, he's a real estate developer. It's a state fucking park.
Yeah,
he donates a lot of money.
Does he?
Donated more than like half.
When
he didn't even have any money for like freaking like 10 out of the last 15 years.
Sure. When the revolution comes,
his
anti-gravity hair. The government is still trying to
bear.
No, the government is still bidding on his anti-gravity technology that keeps his hair in place.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, there's a huge bidding war, and that is exactly why he's...
I think that's probably the most plausible explanation.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's how it is. Real estate developer getting a state park named after him? That's like naming a freaking airport after Ronald Reagan.
No, they did that.
Jesus Christ, dude. Really?
Yeah, I think it used to be called Dulles, and now it's like Reagan National
Airport. No, I know, that was my
Reagan
fucking joke. That was the fucking joke.
Is my
sense of humor too dry for people?
Could be.
No, it's just not.
And so this one here is
Effen
Vodka. This one here is Effen Vodka. He's spelled E F F E N. Yes. Imported from Holland. This is also 80 proof. And, made from grain. All right. So.
Made from grain?
Made from grain, just like the other two.
This Effen. It doesn't say much more than that.
Yeah.
It's effing.
So I have no idea how good this is supposed to be. I don't even remember what the price
effing
of
vodka.
The price of is supposed to be. So I'm just going to... I'm getting that whiff of alcohol, too. And that's really... It's still chilled, so that's not a good sign. What do you think?
Imported by Chicago.
It's actually very smooth.
It's pretty alky.
So what you're saying is
it tastes like alcohol,
mentally.
But very smooth.
What you're saying,
I'm not tasting anything else.
It's some good effing vodka.
I actually I like it.
It would probably get me drunk.
So what do you think?
Yes. Most of these would.
I don't know what the standards are, really.
No, it went down really smooth. I basically only tasted the alcohol, which you should be tasting because it's supposed to be there.
Yeah, that's actually
that was
the best
about
one
it
so far.
That was absolutely so very smooth and very good.
It was smooth. And I say chilled, but I'm not sure if I would, try this one not chilled. I think it might be a little rough.
I think the taste is that alcohol taste that you're tasting can be gotten rid of. It's a byproduct of the distillation process. It's not like raw, like 100% like surgical grade ethanol.
Surgical grade.
But like if you're running lab experiments with like the most purest ethanol available, you wouldn't taste it that way. You know, it doesn't register. It's just a byproduct of the distillation process. Impurities. Came from the. From that process, so if it was
very, 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 very.
So you would not taste those
reactions.
You would not taste this in a much better vodka. It's kind of hard to get rid of that flavor altogether, but still. So, what's the consensus? We like effing better than Trump, or no?
Effing,
yeah.
Effing better than
it's
Trump.
It's really effing good.
Mm. It's definitely.
No, I wouldn't go that far, but
I don't know.
I'd say
it's pretty effing good.
It effing Trump.
I can tell that that one
effing
will get me drunk
Trump.
Less
yeah.
subtly.
All right, that's better. That's
than
better.
Drinking the Trump.
Yeah, I would say so. I think anything regarding Trump is unsettling.
Yeah, I don't think that I could be opposed.
You know what? I agree. I might dislike Trump to begin with. However, there's no comparison at all. Yeah.
I think the comparison is that it's comparably better.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'd say that the I think I like the Trump's taste better, but effing was smoother.
Yeah.
Then,
I'm not sure if I would say I like Trump's taste better, but I do.
It's a personal preference.
I do.
The taste of the Trump vodka, you fucking
certainly make
it
smoother. Certainly smoother.
All disputes can go down
very smooth
on the floor
tonight.
Yeah.
All right. So this next one's kind of interesting. It's also from Holland. That's why it's in this
Somebody
one.
Somebody broke my art project.
But this is actually
your vagina.
This is V2. It's got
and you can
holy shit! How did I not see that there?
Is that yours,
dude? You've got to put a picture of that on this freaking podcast. Holy fucking crap! I think I'll put it up on the booze committee.
What is that made of? Grass?
Wait.
What, you missed the gigantic vagina in the room? That
I did.
that wasn't Eric or my girlfriend?
Pictures. Thanks.
I mean, fun of both of you.
Also, you got a nice hole for your face there.
Yeah, holy crap.
What is that hole for?
That's
either a clitoris or a face.
Is that a clit? Or
oh yeah, yeah.
You're
my face.
It's a face
so what? You're like being born or something?
No, because being born is down there.
Well, yeah. I would assume so, but
I think your face is at the.
No, your face is the clitoris of life.
This is ending up on the podcast. she has sort of
maybe
a modest.
Maybe she got circumcised.
A modest bush here.
So wait, this is being recorded. So if you had like a little cover picture,
this was
probably should be your face inside of the vagina.
Yes.
I could do that, or I could not do that. But I think I'll take a picture of it anyway and put it up on Facebook for the episode.
Well, dude, it's pretty integral to this program.
I know, that's what I say.
It is our backdrop right there.
So we got the V2 vodka. This is actually going to be different because it has not only vodka but taurine and caffeine added. So this is kind of like a, I don't know.
V2?
It's like a vodka Red Bull
without the disgusting taste of Red Bull.
Yeah.
Exactly, and you don't have to pay for a shitty drink that's overpriced anyway.
That's a good idea, pricing Red Bull out of the market. That's good.
You got some in there?
Negative. Nothing. No.
What? Oh no!
Here, you want
guess some? Who's got more? I think it's fair.
That works.
Alright. I'm not getting the alcohol scent from this one.
No.
Nothing.
Almost smells like water.
It's almost scentless.
I feel it on the lips, but I don't have that harsh alcohol flavor.
Yeah, it doesn't really have much of a flavor. You can feel it evaporate off your tongue, you know?
Yeah, there's no flavor there, however.
Feel the drying effects of the alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely taste the alcohol. It's just straight alcohol.
And some people in New Hyde Park brought this to us from Holland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That was nice. The island.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, here's some pussy. No, here's some more pussy.
The apple juice and the...
More pussy.
Oh, we have a nice cat. I don't remember that cat's name.
Pussy.
I don't even know if I know it. The OJ? I think the OJ is by you.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, this is my OJ. This is different from
yours. That's yours?
Yes.
What do we...
Is that OJ? It tastes like grapefruit juice.
It is. It's grapefruit juice.
Yeah. You went for the one that I was going for.
It's simply...
She doesn't like grapefruit juice, so...
I like grapefruit juice when I'm using opiate.
All right, so far I think the Effin was the best one. What do you think of Effin versus the V2?
Effin was better.
You really? I like the V2 better. I mean,
I like the Effin.
I as far as like just a straight vodka, I would probably go with the Effin, but I think the V2. Definitely has a nice character.
Now, if they were priced the same and I was going out, I would go with the V2 over the Effin.
Because you would be able to get amped up, I guess, maybe?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Honestly, I don't think you
can. The quality of it wasn't off at all.
Yeah.
If I am going to choose something, especially, a above rack vodka to drink, might as well choose something extra and something that doesn't taste like crap.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like crap at all. In fact, it has practically no taste at all.
You can't really judge its virtues unless you have it in, enough quantity, to actually, appreciate the caffeine and taurine aspect of it,
Right.
That's its selling point. That is a selling point, but I think the story with this one is that it isn't horrible because, I don't remember this being, at least for the sample size, overly high priced.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I haven't really seen this around, though. It's not that I've been looking.
I've definitely come across it. I've never really been driven to drink it, generally because I enjoy a vodka, either straight or in a martini, not particularly with Red Bull. That's not my aspirations in life are to drink vodka and
I found Red Bull and vodkas are a necessity sometimes.
I just don't go down that road.
A necessity as in I'm out way too late. I have to be out. I have to keep on going. I
want to
drink
for that though.
Yeah, exactly. There's times when they interlude where they work out well.
Yeah, I've never
as an actual drink. Come on,
last St. Patrick.
But they do have their place.
Last St. Patrick's Day, it was like I was being resurrected, four in the afternoon, just completely out of gas, and everyone scattered all over the place, walking into things. And I stumbled over to Central Park, and I had a couple of those, truckers caffeine pills. And then I haven't had food at Fedra for years now.
And various other research chemicals.
Well, yeah, it's like a caffeine concoction. It's like dying different kinds of caffeine. Yerba mate, green tea caffeine, God knows what else. And so I make my way to the park and I've got a big old bottle of water. I drink that with two of those and I just lay back with my hands behind my bed, there's lots of cops, I don't think anyone will bug me. And it's just half an hour later it hit me abrupt. Yeah, like cocaine or something. And bam, just popped up, and I'll take up the phone, just hey, what's going on? Where'd you go? Where you at?
Let's do something. Man, I haven't talked to you in forever.
Yeah, man.
Tell me about everything.
What are you doing?
And I thought he was low.
Oh, no, I was just emptying out the spot. Okay. Now, I went to a different junior high, not the same one. That's when we lost touch, remember?
Okay, the next one on the hit list is going to be... I've seen this around a lot of places. They have a lot of different flavors. I think this has gone over very well. Vincent Van Gogh vodka.
Oh.
Coolest bottle ever.
My namesake.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you might be a fan of this one. It's got if you look through the bottle, through the back, you can see Van Gogh paintings, So it kind of has that effect when you're looking at it. Yeah, and like I said, I've seen this everywhere, so this has been a commercial success, evidently.
No, they've done really well.
Once again, grain neutral spirits, and, you know, if this turns out to be horrible, I'll be keeping the bottle for decoration anyway. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and get a whiff of it. Once again, grain neutral spirits. I'm not getting a strong alcohol scent from it.
I am.
A little bit.
Compared to what? Compared to the V2, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, relative to...
Even the Ethan or the Trump, what do you think?
No, less so than the Georgie and the Trump, but compared to the V2, a hell of a lot more. But the V2
right
had there. Nothing.
Yeah.
Like nothing coming off it.
I'm going to go for a sip. No, if y'all have already tasted, just let fly what you think. You sure ain't not as tasty as what?
As a V2, but I think it's balanced.
That's the last few, actually. That might have been the worst.
I still think it's better than the Trump.
Better than the Trump. But the Trump felt like water.
I'm leaning on her side. I think this was, even compared to the Georgie, not nearly as good.
Yeah.
All right. No, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Van Gogh, I think that the taste, first of all, it's not fair to put the Georgie against it because the Georgie's not shit. The taste of the Van Gogh, I'm going to say, is like probably the worst out of the bunch that have been chilled. So out of so the commercial success with the nice bottle, not as good as the other one. I'm going to even say with the Trump or the Effin, just not as good tasting, you know? Like it tastes bad, I think.
No, I've had my fair share of Van Gogh. I've drank it like the chocolate varieties and stuff like that.
So it's basically absolute, you're saying.
I wouldn't say it's as bad as Absolut. Absolut tastes like sour yogurt, you know? This one, I don't know what I really don't like about it. It's just like,
It tastes there's nothing special about it. If anything, not good.
I would still rate it above the Trump. I think that it's...
I'd rate it next to Georgie. I would buy Georgie over that any day.
Because the Georgie's cheaper and it's kind of comparable quality.
They have the same aftertaste. They have the same almost, you know, initial.
This is like the worst aftertaste out of all these things.
It is. It's worse than the Georgia.
I don't think
exactly.
It's overpowered. I just got the aftertaste, so I get where you're saying there. But I don't think it's an overpowering alcohol, you know, flavor right coming off of it.
Well, say the proof vodka. It only can get so bad. But.
Yeah.
Well, no, I really still think that Georgie has a worse alcohol taste than this. I even say that the Trump does too. The aftertaste,
Georgie tastes old class. That stuff just tastes.
Not including the Georgie, it's been
the lowest of high class. Like you're really trying to like just put a label on something that
was.
I would rather drink something with that label that tasted like that than something.
That was the only one they even gave me an aftertaste. Like the whole time,
I was a little
yeah,
this is fucking horrible. That's what I've been thinking. I've never been a vodka fan, but yeah, that wasn't. I didn't even realize it's one of the few times. None of the others even gave me an aftertaste. Yeah. I mean, it was awful, but it was over quickly. Yeah, that just lingered.
So you're not a fan of any of these that we've had so far? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm not a vodka person.
Okay,
the FM was all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say I like the Ethan and I like the V2.
The V2 was fine.
For different reasons
The
Ethan was charming.
I saw a V2 when I was going up and I was definitely going to like. Generally, I am buying a vodka based drink at the bar if I'm going up to it. And I saw a bottle of V2 on there. I'd definitely be more inclined now.
Yeah, so like now that I've had it,
now that I know what the deal is. However, I've never heard of this stuff before. Maybe if more people knew that it contained more things than just vodka, it would do better.
Yeah, I have the opposite response because I tend not to want my liquor adulterated in any way whatsoever. Which is the reason why I tend towards, grain... grain vodkas, and I try to be a little bit, or in general, I try to be a little bit discerning about the quality.
just killed this fifth of Kettle One. I've had it around for a while. It's a struggle to even get enough in the glasses. Does anybody have, like, more?
You do.
That's about more. Because I don't want to screw her over.
No, I think
she's got barely a couple of drops. All right. I've got enough. I'm not going to drop later anyway. All right. So it should be enough for just a taste, at least. All right, this is Kettle One Vodka. This has a lot of marketing behind it. The official vodka of the New York Yankees. And it's reasonably priced. This fifth is about $27. And once again, from Holland, this is why we decided to get the Holland ones, because you wanted to taste this one, right?
Well, whenever this actually goes live, yeah, I have a good friend by the name of Patrick Swift who, like, preaches hymns about Kettle One again and again, like, on a weekly basis. So, yeah, at some point, I have to admit, I want to see what all the fuss is about.
All right, let's go for it. First of all, I'm not smelling anything. I've got, like, a decent amount here.
My preaching
went down very smooth. Did smell and basic anesthetic. Basic as little, you know, alcohol as you can smell.
Mm-hmm.
I could smell it. That doesn't mean it's bad or anything, but it went down as smoother than anything else so far.
I'm going to agree with you about the smoothness. What are your thoughts there, Andrew?
That was smooth. It still tastes like vodka, though, so I don't really care for it.
The first
it
time
tasted a lot less like vodka than anything else, too.
No, it had a kick.
It had its kick, but it was really very neutral.
There's a bathroom right over there, too.
Well,
you could wheel there.
I could do that.
So what is your friend's name?
That's one Patrick Swift right there.
Patrick Swift. And what do you have to say to Patrick Swift about Kettle One that you put up against these other Holland vodkas?
Dude, you're Irish. This shouldn't be your thing. Why is this your thing? It's not great.
Irish, too. And I'll agree with that.
Yeah. In any case, you know, I
stack up some, you know, 14, some 16-year-old, some 12s.
Yeah.
I mean, little girls, not...
You mean Scotch?
No.
He wasn't trying to be a pervert. He was just talking about...
No, I was.
He was being a pervert.
Okay, well, that's good. Good thing we haven't published your last name, because now the feds won't be coming for you.
No, you mentioned mine. In any case,
they'll be asking you all the questions.
Good job, Vince.
In any case.
Obviously not on purpose. But
I don't even know what that had to say. Maybe
okay.
About anything.
Disturbing.
I love bad senses of humor.
Well, I got it. But yes, tonight seems to be a night of people not getting jokes. So,
yeah.
You know what? Why don't I just stick my face in the vagina and we'll just like
couldn't possibly go wrong.
And we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, I tend to advocate another vodka. We're not trying today, but I would say as far as comparisons go. I tend not to go for what people consider, you know, top shelf in the, you know, run-of-the-mill bar. Kettle One is often considered on the upper level, and I'm not particularly disagreeing that it has positive characteristics. It's not overpowering, you know, it tends to be, you know, somewhat balanced. I still think that... the V2 and the FN, though, had some very positive characteristics.
I'm actually going to say, because the Kettle One is probably the most frequent guest, as far as the test subject, that we've had on the Booze Committee. The reason being because the next one that we're having, which is from Holland, is...
I have not tried that one yet. Either.
This is the current champion, yeah. And this is the current champion out of
really?
The 20.
It's really? Right? By a ghost?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I know the whole story and the everything behind it. I never shelled out the bucks to get some myself, but I know the whole deal, and I've been meaning to try it out myself. So now I'm very interested.
So anyway, we've got, since that's the last of the Holland-based vodkas, what do we think? What was our favorite so far out of all of these? Mine's I'm probably going to go with actually the V2 on this one, because it just has like the least taste and the least... the least scent to it. Effin's, I'm going to say, is a close second, and in my opinion, I think I like them both better than the Kettle One. That's just me.
I'd say the Effin has a little edge over the V2. But then again, I mean, I'm not a vodka from it. I think it's crap.
I like the V2.
All right. And for your bed.
I like the Yaffin so far.
All right.
I you know what? Discount the V2 in this particular collection just because it does stand alone as a bit of an adulterated version of vodka. Perhaps if you're comparing, you know, vodkas that have herbaceous characters to them, which is a whole other category of vodkas. There's a lot of vodkas that have herbs distilled into them.
But it is
nice. On its own, I think it has some very positive characteristics. As far as straight Holland vodkas, though, I would say that for different reasons, it's a tie for me between the Effin and the Kettle One. They both tend to be smooth. They both don't have overpowering alcohol flavor. The Kettle One seems... to me, the flavor seems to be, you know, sort of blend, and you know, the alcohol is not overpowering yet. You know it's there, and it just seems, you know, fairly smooth. The Effin seemed to be very smooth, but it seemed to have like just a peak of alcohol. You taste the alcohol, and it went away, and it was just very smooth and tasty.
I think that the only ones we could really fault for being harsh at all are the Georgie and the Van Gogh, I'm going to say.
Trump. I think that Trump was pretty...
Yeah, Trump Trump wasn't exactly Trump.
No. Yeah. No, it was Trump. It was Trump. Yeah. That was pure undistilled Trump.
Bullshit winner cars. Okay.
Yep. Well, I'm going to put it this way. The Trump's gone down from a $40 vodka to a $20 product for the exact same product for a reason. Mm. It wasn't what they were evidently hoping it was going to be.
It's not worth the bottle.
Yep. I actually had like a bottle like this. This similar,
fact, I don't
this
like
exact
the
bottle.
I don't like the bottle.
The only reason I kept it around was because I had filled them with fluorescent, like, colored water.
We've all been there.
This one, and a bunch of other ones, and they were being used as decoration. So I was keeping some of the prettier bottles.
Either that, or you turn into a bomb.
Now the kettle one had actually tied. The Kettle One had actually tied with another vodka, for the second best. Before, I'm going to say that both the Effin and the V2 are better than the Kettle One today. And the reason why I was keeping the Kettle One around was just to use daily, you know? Because Thor's Hammer is cheaper, and it's of comparable quality. I've been using the Thor's Hammer for, like, my White Russians and things. And I've been saving this stuff, which is so far the champion, and we're going to test that now against what we've had before and see if we're still going to stand it. This is the Crystal Head Vodka. This is Dan Aykroyd's brand, made in Canada from grain.
You can Canadian, see
we have, yeah, Canadian, eh? So we got plenty of spare because I'm going to buy the great big one that they've come out with lately, the Magnum, because, let's face it, it's a big-ass crystal.
Fucking skull.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
It's a glass skull, actually, but...
No. Yeah.
I'm not sure if there's a reflection or it might be the root cause of the fact that Dan Aykroyd is now batshit insane. Have you heard some of the stuff he's been throwing out there? There's a lot of crazy stuff going on around
the world. I think he was insane to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was a Ghostbuster, man.
What,
don't fuck with your head.
Well, batshit insane people. What was it? The lead singer from Iron Butterfly that disappeared and never seen again.
I didn't know about that. You haven't even seen one of my classic shirts. Was a neon green shirt with the Iron Butterfly in purple.
Nice. I have two copies. Yeah.
How is that not like a freaking like rock and roll legend, right?
They're not. People don't know about a fucking Iron Butterfly. They don't.
In the guy and the E.
Don't you know that I love you?
Yes, I'm taking a break here. If you want to know about the Iron Butterfly, stay tuned for the outtakes after the show.
I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show right now and stop recording before the computer crashes because it's Audacity and it happens, free software and all. I'm going to say that the Crystal Head still stands as the champion. However, out of these Holland-based vodkas, I'm going to go with the V2 and the Effin as the winners over the Kettle One. And I think the biggest disappointment of the night was the Van Gogh. Like, I was expecting so much better out of this one.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't cheap at all, and the bottle's pretty, you know? And I know what I've said about pretty bottles 100 million times. It's like the more they spend on the bottle, the worse it is, usually.
Most of the time that we've gotten Van Gogh was the flavored ones, so I couldn't really actually discern what the true taste of it was, but we had like the chocolate Van Gogh before.
Well done. Like the day will come when we do flavored vodkas against each other, you know, but these are just a straight vodka base.
But having that straight really bit of an eye opener. Taste of the Van Gogh.
Are we gonna be alright?
Well, here's what I'm gonna go with. Right now I'm gonna say that the champion straight vodka of Holland is gonna be Effen. The V2, I'm going to kind of disqualify a little bit just because of the extra stuff that's in it.
Not that it affected us at all. However, it may have affected our post-judgmental impressions. I don't think immediately.
As far as taste goes, V2 is excellent, I'm going to say. It's not bad at all.
I think that's what it's about.
Okay.
Is it still gone?
Let me go ahead and wrap up the show and stop recording. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to say that the Crystal Head is still the champion vodka, even though we've thrown 1, 2, 3 fresh challengers at it, and 4 counting the Georgie. I'm not going to count the Georgie because it wasn't chilled. Not because it's cheap, it just wasn't chilled, so it wasn't a fair test.
But it's also not a Holland vodka.
Biggest disappointment of the night, Van Gogh. And national champion, I'm going to go with Effen, the honorable mention to V2, and Canada is still the global champion with the Crystal Head vodka in the awesome, awesome jar. This is your supreme Ayatollah for life. Thank you for tuning in, or downloading, rather, and have a good night.
I've never seen such a young, like, little raver crowd in my life.
New England College.
What is that?
New England College is in Hanover.
I'm moving across the street to the 2 biggest clubs and the biggest club town.
We go up there to Cambridge,
like north of the city.
New Paltz.
I spent plenty of time in Stony on the St. Paul's.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand that. How does New Paltz deny people?
I don't know.
It really makes you upset.
You got an extra glass and like a.
It's got a 2.5 base just to like even like.
My grades are way higher than that, though.
Oh, I can't imagine why then.
That's what I
came from a small school, 100 people at my school, and everybody applied.
Everywhere.
Way before me, and I'm like last minute, so they were like, we've already got like 6 kids from your school coming to do this. You're gonna have to
leave. Jerks.
It was my drop off, but I wasn't paying attention to the.
Are you a bread or a mushroom?
It's
you're
a bagel. It's a bagel that I'm not sure about. So you're moving to New
Paltz?
I worked for the Gap back in 2002, and my plan was to finish off community college in a year, and finish up my bachelor's at New Paltz. And ultimately, it took about 2 years to finish the associate's for one reason or another. And then by that time, it became clear that say what?
That computer over there.
Which what about it?
Oh, I thought that was Eric's charger.
No, this is not charging.
Okay.
Ain't no one else charging, not charging.
I was telling him, right now he has a rent-free place. I was telling him he should just get the electric
It's a caricature of a crack house, dude. It's like train spotting. Like the mother secure place from train spotting. It's like an
that's
ugly.
That's fucking beautiful.
And all my friends left.
In Poughkeepsie. I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Poughkeepsie, but I was just saying.
Dude,
that
everyone's
did you
left
see that
now
rules,
anyway.
All the rules are gone. You know,
if you spent time in Poughkeepsie, you would understand.
I know Poughkeepsie. I'm just saying, like, because it's Poughkeepsie, you can get away with more, which means that if you work judiciously along this path, you might end up with a house for free.
Rent is really cheap.
In Poughkeepsie? No. No.
Is what I found.
No, far from it.
I thought you said you got that place for $200 a month, though.
I got a little room there for $200 a month. Generally speaking, a studio is going to start you off at like $800 before utilities. Forbes magazine actually said that Poughkeepsie had the third best economy in America.
Uh-huh.
That, they're that out of touch.
Yeah.
Who's laptop?
See, I will.
I got a big bowl of water.
What's the water for?
What?
Thanks.
What's dude, that's the water my for?
We're having a baby. It's boiling. Spread your legs.
Ha!
You didn't realize?
Yeah, the water is just to rinse off the glass.
He didn't tell her.
He didn't tell her.
Congratulations.
I actually have my period.
So you think.
You're just spotty.
So you think.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I'm just
going to control here.
You don't have a charger for this thing, do you?
I might.
19 volts, 4.7.
Let me see what it looks like.
4 amps. Oh, it's...
Where's it?
That one?
Yeah.
More of a question if you have the, output is 19 volts, 4.74 amps.
Are you guys growing something here?
Can we?
What happened to your foot, Matt?
I rock climb, ice climb, fall down the stairs in the U.S. Capitol.
And it just all manifested into leg cast?
I tore two ligaments on the outside of my ankle.
Well done.
Fine. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're in pain meds?
No, I should be, but I don't take meds.
You said no?
Yeah. I have prescriptions. You want some?
No, I have some too, and I was like, I don't know if I have to take them because I'm clean. But then I ended up taking them, and now I'm not clean anymore. But I don't know. I was just because the doctor prescribed it.
I take all sorts of things, but not pain meds. Yeah.
Well, I had this thing growing out of my arm, and they had to slice it open. And
small child.
Something like.
What about the output? You're able to match on the output?
I'll be able to match.
Yeah, but
is that it?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Okay. You get my laptop charging for a while, buddy.
Nice.
Kettle One vodka.
Georgie.
This is the, which vodka test are we doing?
Holland vodka. But I guess you could throw a Georgie in there if you want, just as like a baseline, I guess. I was going to use the Trump as a baseline.
So is it like a cyst or something? Interesting arm growth?
It formed into this on my arm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But it like, exploded.
Like, it was big.
And then it exploded.
And drained.
Yeah, it was just one of those things.
Yeah.
It was awful and embarrassing and life-changing.
I can imagine.
And my social worker was there the whole time with me taking me to doctor's appointments, just like not saying a word. I'm like, you're not going to say a word about why this happened. So we're just never going to speak about this again.
All right, so we're ready to start, I think. If y'all are ready to go ahead and do this.
That's great.
So I'm going to go ahead and record. And this has been recording, but I'm going to edit out whatever was going on before this point. All right. I just wanted to get everything set up first. Are you ready to do this, Will?
That would be powerful.
Not at all, but I will. All right.
What's with all the recording devices?
What? Oh, we're podcasting it, vodka tasting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not getting podcasted.
Does it just automatically determine what the voltage is, or is there?
Oh no, there's a free podcasting service.
You can get on our internet.
On our internet.
Yeah.
You can get on our internet.
Look, all the optimum.
I have the internet.
I happen to be one of a few dozen people in America that actually has unlimited access to Verizon Wi-Fi anywhere for $30.
And no electricity in his house.
That's like, why would you need electricity?
Hot water except would be nice.
Sure.
Yeah. I was telling
you, I didn't even check out the shower.
Yeah, but it is summer soon. You don't.
He's a whole house rent free right now. I told him just get the electric turned back on and take it over.
It's been
what? Do you disagree with me?
Would you like my house? I will give you my fucking house, person I just met.
You're gonna give me your house?
There's no one to even buy it.
Okay.
See what happened?
He's just squatting.
See, what happened was the guy that owned it.
I like squatting.
The guy that owned it was
I certainly like squatting more than paying for.
Would you like
for,
to hear
like
my
here.
Situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
The guy that had it.
Sold to me.
The guy that had it. All right. Now, this place, three bedrooms. yeah.
Do you have another one of these?
Great neighborhood. And
try the other dongle.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, do you have another one of these? Like something similar?
I do, but I'd have to like look through a lot more boxes and stuff that I really want.
No, that's okay.
That's the one that works with my computer. I thought we might have that. Yeah.
Alright.
Oh,